Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, 1 second here.
Sure.
How's Venetia? Yeah. Treat you well.
Okay. 2411. Yeah. 0801.
Okay.
0056. 6587.
Or is this Peter D. Jepson and Associates?
Correct.
All right. And who am I speaking with?
Peter Jepson.
Okay. And what's just a good phone number just in case we get disconnected?
Cell phone 239-851-1299.
So I'm just going to confirm some stuff here I have on file and then answer any questions. You could just verify the billing address for me.
Oh, it's one for my office here.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's 1004.
Okay. What is the what is the 5150? Is that not the right address?
Let's see. That was my old address.
Okay. What is the new address? Sorry.
1004 Collier Center Way, Suite 101.
Okay. And city?
Maples, Florida.
Okay. And the zip code?
34110.
Zero. Okay. Okay. And you have an email?
I have two of them.
Okay.
One is it's Peter. My corporate is Peter Dot Jepson at Quest Star Capital.
.com. Okay. And how do you structure your business? Is it a LLC or is it a corporation?
I'm an S-Corp.
S-Corp?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
About 30 years.
Okay. Perfect. And you're the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So we have many programs here available depending on your specific needs. Let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Yeah, so what are we looking here to do?
I do seminars, so I'm looking for some money for my business. $30,000-$40,000 bucks.
Okay. What kind of seminars?
I do estate planning.
State planning?
I'm a certified financial planner.
Oh, right on. Okay. 30 to 40. Okay, and what are you using this money for? Is it just set up the seminars, or what are we going to do with it?
Mailings. Mailings run about $3,500.
Okay.
For 5,000. And it cost me about $1,000 per event at the restaurant.
Okay.
Typically, if I put it $1 in, I get about $6 to $7 back.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty good. All right.
I just got a bunch of cases in Unrun right now, just so you understand my business. I do a lot of life insurance. And the underwriting takes forever because of the doctor records. And I just need some short-term money until I get a couple of these big cases paid.
Okay. What's the term you're looking for, like you want to stay around?
12 months.
12 months? Okay.
12 months to a year and a half, somewhere in there.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, so we have a couple programs here. We have one that will fit really well, the capital loans. Have you worked with capital loan before?
Not to my best knowledge. I've used loan services or short-term money before. I've paid them all back. No issues.
Awesome.
Do you take it out of the account every day, or how do you do it?
We have different options. We have monthly, weekly, or daily. Just depends on what you qualify for. What I always do with all of my clients is I get you qualified for the most amount and for the longest term possible, and then we just work back from there. That's usually the best way to do it. I know you're looking for like 30 to 40, but if you get approved for way more, you don't have to take all of that. You can just take what you need, or you know.
Yeah, I mean, can I just do like a line of credit?
We don't really have a line of credit here. It's kind of similar to a line of credit. The only difference is that it's based off of really more of your sales than it is your credit. That's the only thing we have is just a working capital. It's unsecured cash. So it gets directly deposited into your account, and then we just, you know, pull it from that account. That's one option we can do. When were you looking to get this loan by?
I don't know, within a week.
Okay. Which is totally possible, totally doable, I should say. Okay. So I'm just doing some hand notes here. And like I said, it's more based off of your sales. And in that question, how would you rate your credit? Do you know what your credit is at? About good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's 689.
689? Okay. When's the last time you looked? That's off your... I was going to ask, when's the last time you looked at it?
Just recently.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so you know, we work with credit tiers A to D.
I've made... I can document my income last year was
sure.
$230,000 or $240,000.
Okay.
This year it's already at that so far this year.
Nice. Are you gonna hit three?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
What do you think you're gonna hit, or what are you on track for anyway?
Well, right now I can document my pay stubs and all that stuff and money. You know, a couple hundred thousand right in there.
Okay.
But by the time the year's over, I should be at four.
Nice. Does your year end at the calendar year, or do you have a different fiscal year?
Oh, yeah, the end of the year.
Okay, perfect. And have you gone to your bank yet, or have you gone to any other places, like shopping around or anything?
No, what's your interest rate? I just got something in the mail, so I figured I'd give you
a
time.
Yeah, absolutely. So what that was just a pre-approval. That's initial look into your business off of a UCC filing that you had. But usually the rate for us, it's a fixed payback rate. So it's dependent on how long you're looking for the term and what you get qualified for. So that's what it is. It's no fluctuation in it. It's a fixed payback rate. So let's say like if you take out, like $30,000 and then you end up paying $35,000 back. That's pretty much how it works. And it's all depends on how length of the term. So even if you lengthen it out for the longest amount possible,
right.
You can pay it back early, and then that way, you know, it'll adjust for you. That's the way it works. There's no really set rate for that. Like I said, I'm gonna get you qualified for the best ones, the possible, and you know, you'll see all the programs that we got you qualified for. Then you get to, you know, usually pick the one that you would fit your business the best. So that's that. Just curious, you know, we also have equipment financing too. Have you ever thought about bringing on equipment to help out with, you know, like the mailers or anything, or any kind of anywhere there in the business?
No, I don't want to deal with that.
No? Okay. Okay. And then if you take on this loan for the 30 or 40, do you have a return on the investment? Like, how much do you think you're going to make off of it?
Like I said, if I put a buck in, spend $5,000, I just get $25,000 back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Perfect. I sell annuities, and I sell life insurance.
Nice. How long have you been doing that? For the whole 30 years?
30 years.
Wow. How did you get into that business? Just curious.
I just, just got involved in it, got my Series 7, 6, you know, 7, and then got certified. Yeah.
Right on.
Life insurance license.
Yeah. Like it? Love it?
If I'm doing seminars all the time, I'm making money.
Hey, there you go. Perfect. All right. And then What would happen if you don't get this loan? Like, what, do you have a plan B?
I mean, if I don't get it, then I
do. Yeah. I know it's a hard question, but I just have to ask.
No, I mean, I'm current on my bills. There's nothing new, no issue there.
Okay.
I want to keep working in terms of doing seminars.
Okay. Perfect.
I had somebody that funded him for me.
Mm-hmm.
And helped me out, and he's just, you know, he's just not coughing up the bill anymore.
Okay. Yeah, so actually, you know, everything I see here on paper right now, I mean, it looks pretty good, man. You got some good sales. You've been in business for a very long time, so that's another huge factor in that. And your credit score is pretty good. Now, we could definitely go with a capital loan. And, you know, our paperwork is very light. All it requires is just, you know, the application, bank statements. And due to your bank statements, how do the any balances look like? Each month.
I'm sorry.
What's that? Your ending balances for your bank statements, are they pretty solid?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I go through dough every, you know, I got a bunch of shit. Oh, shit, I got a cramp. I pulled my hamstring.
Oh, man.
I'm stretching my leg out, and it just absolutely just went crazy on me.
Ugh. Pulled your hand. How'd you do that? How'd you pull your hamstring?
Water skiing.
Oh, water skiing. Oh, my gosh. Yep. That would hurt. Huh. Okay. Okay, so your bank statement's pretty solid. Yeah, so, I mean, if you want, I mean, I can... Let's see, here's a good email. Do you how many seminars do you have coming up here this year? How many do you have set up for?
Well, it just depends so much. You know, I could do them every 2-3 weeks if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'm doing at least 2 a month.
2 a month? Okay. Perfect. Yeah, so why don't we do this? Let me do this, Peter. I can send you an email just with the list of, you know, that paperwork I was telling you about. If you can get that back to me, I can get you, you know, some real hard numbers here. And then... we can go from there. You know, like I said, it's just the bank statements, the application, and your most recent, or the 2015 tax return. And you have the 2015 tax return?
I got my corporate return.
Okay.
But I don't have my 2015. I have 1099s.
1099s?
I've got it. Yeah, so I'm not going to have that return for another couple weeks.
Okay. Do you have the 2014?
I have copies of my 1099s. 200+ thousand.
Okay. Yeah, just you can send those. Do you have the 2014 tax return?
I do.
Okay. You can send that as well.
Okay.
And then we can get you some real hard numbers here. Do you have were you budgeting monthly for like a payment or anything?
$1,000 a month is fine for me.
Okay. All right. And you don't have any other, like, working capital loans out or anything, do you?
No.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, okay. So, peter.jepson@queststarcapital.com, right?
Yeah, use my personal email address.
That's okay, what's that one?
peter.jepson@mindspring.com.
Mindspring.com? Peter Jepson at mindspring.com.
Correct.
All right. Yeah, I'll send that to you. When do you think you'll be able to get this the paperwork back to me?
Within the next day or two.
Okay. Sounds good.
Send me what you need, and I'll try and get it over as soon as I can.
Awesome. Sounds good. Yeah, I'll get your file going here. Go ahead.
Do you need bank statements from this year?
Yeah, just your most recent 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it. And then we can go from there. And then I'll follow up with you tomorrow. How's that sound?
All right. All right. Thank you.
All right, Peter. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.